Today, we're starting the podcast with a question on everybody's mind, and that is, would you rather eat a turkey-sized Cheez-It or 100 Cheez-It-sized turkeys? Yafiet, what do you got?
I would like to open my debate by mentioning the fact that these turkeys are probably too small to, like, debone and cook thoroughly. You're going to be eating tiny little turkeys, and you're going to chew them and their bones and their claws and their beaks or whatever turkeys have.
Like, if you cook the turkeys,
do
I wouldn't
know
I
how
wouldn't
many
eat...
100 is. One.
Do you know
two,
how? Do you know how big a
three,
turkey is?
Four.
That's
it's
probably a deadly
salt.
Amount of cheese.
You're eating
but
turkeys.
They're cute little turkeys. You can eat them like calamari.
Do you know what turkeys are? They're little gross birds.
Do you know what
that
like
you put
calamari
in your mouth.
Are? They're little gross octopi. That's gross. How big would like the salt flakes be on a huge Cheez-It? They'd be like
just
size of your
scrape
eyeball.
Them off or something and put them in your turkey, in your regular turkey-sized turkey.
No, hold on. Now, what if you put 100 Cheez-It-sized turkeys into your regular turkey?
And then stuff that turkey in a Cheez-It.
Madeline Eubank.
I'm Alfie Pizzabbe.
And you're listening to the Radioactive November podcast.
Yeah. But what is radioactive?
And what is November?
Who knows?
All we know is that we are 115-pound bird short of celebrating Thanksgiving.
So we called up our radioactive homegirl, Sarah Rosenthal, to help us out.
You've reached Sarah. Do you think it could be?
Sarah?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, we need your help.
Sarah!
Sarah, we need your help. I'm freaking out right now.
I'm freaking out. We are 115-pound bird short of Thanksgiving.
How can we have a Thanksgiving podcast without Thanksgiving?
All we have are Cheez-Its.
Oreos.
Salsa.
Microwavable mac and cheese.
And these Tillamook cheese rectangles.
Make us... Thanksgiving gift with those five ingredients. You have 1 week.
Those five ingredients plus the current contents of your cupboards right now.
No cheating.
And if I cannot taste all five staples of the radioactive diet,
then we will go crazy.
Crazy.
Help us.
Bye.
Right, bye.
From extra much from loving, you know the kind I need. And serve it with your huggin', some coffee, some cream, hot cakes and sausage, kiss me how you do.
And introducing Radioactive's finest chef, Sarah Rosenthal.
All set.
All right, what do you have for us today, Sarah?
So I got your frantic voicemail, and I figured, oh my gosh, I have to save Thanksgiving for these poor, poor souls. So I figured... All right, what can I do with these ingredients? These are hard. These don't really make any sense together. And I spent days and days trying to figure out different ways to put these ingredients together and make them work and make them taste good. And at about midnight last night, inspiration hit and it all came together. And then I got about 5 hours of sleep, and then I woke up at like 6 a.m. and cooked for hours. And here I am. So, you have your appetizer, your entree, and your dessert.
All right. Okay. Should we start with the appetizers here?
All right. So your appetizer are salsa chicken rolls, where I use the Cheez-Its and the salsa. Chicken, cheese, the salsa. There's a lot of salsa in there. And then herbs and spices and cream cheese and yummy, delicious things. Mm-hmm. You guys have taquitos and burritos in your fridge a lot, so I figured I'd do something right in between.
They got
squished on the way, but
okay,
it's all right. They'll still taste delicious.
All right, ready? Yap Yap, already started. Yes.
I'm already eating. I'm already halfway done.
Describe the feeling in your mouth right now, Yap Yap. Go.
Look at this. Just hear it.
Do you hear this? This is...
I'm sorry, I need a moment. I need a moment.
It means it's good.
Cheers.
So, sir, you're participating in, like, a national cooking competition, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to quick explain what that is?
Basically, it's a search for America's top teen chef is basically what it is. It's run by Manit Chauhan. She's on Chopped. She's a judge on Chopped. And it's going to be on the Food Network. The competition is happening in January. And it should be fun. And then your entree is Cracky Mac, where I use the mac and cheese and the Tillamook cheese squares and Cheez-Its and yummy things.
The Cheez-Its have an interesting texture here.
It's a rich, full-bodied flavor that really just sits in your mouth and just wants to be there. It says, "Hello, taste buds. My name is Cheese. I'm gonna be your guest for the evening." And it just sits there. It really rests on the tongue, you know. Yeah. And that's
I feel you.
That's something that I'm really proud of. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good.
I feel like this mac and cheese like really accentuates the cheese.
Mm-hmm. And the mac.
And the mac. Like, I can really taste the mac and the cheese in this mac and cheese.
Yeah. Good. That means I've done my job.
Yeah.
Make them hotcakes and sausage, will you? Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Come on, flip them upside down.
And then for dessert, you have mini Oreo cheesecake with the Oreos.
Ooh. It almost looks like they're cupcakes.
They look like cupcakes, but they are cheesecakes.
And what are they? What are they topped with?
Those are... I guess Oreo-covered Chex Mix cereal.
If you remove the enclosure in which the cupcakes come in, the base is actually an Oreo.
Oh!
Like an Oreo thing. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Look at that.
Wow. This is a classy meal. I think the Queen of England is going to have this for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know the Queen of England, and I don't really know if they do Thanksgiving. But what I do know is that these cupcakes and these cheddar cheese mac rolls taquito thing, this is the best meal I've ever eaten in my life. I don't want to over-exaggerate how good this food is, but I mean, this is probably the only thing I'm going to eat for the rest of my life now. What's your favorite part about the food, Maddie?
It's a top, the Oreo cheesecake is quite good. But I think, I think that went, like, because it's chocolate, you guys, right? Like, chocolate wins every single time between, you know, any contest. It's chocolate. But I have to say, I think the most innovative use of Cheez-Its salt and salsa was probably in the chicken salsa rolls.
I'm glad you appreciate that.
So, all right. So if you wanna try any of this chocolate and cheese feast for your Thanksgiving... we are going to get these recipes from Sarah Rosenthal, and you can find them on our website, kuow.org/radioactive.
For Radioactive, I'm Yafiet Bazabe.
I'm Madeline Eubank.
And I'm Sarah Rosenthal.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town.
We're thankful for Sarah Rosenthal.
But what are you thankful for?
Varun Dhananjaya took to the streets of the U District to find out.
Family.
Yeah, family.
My family and all my good friends.
I'm thankful for my family, of course, and the opportunity to get the education that I'm awarded.
I'm being healthy.
I can't even describe how many things I'm thankful for. I mean... from my health, family, and just to be able to enjoy life. You could be thankful every day from a lot of things. So even from the jacket, phone, people walking by, smiling at you. So happiness, I don't think you could describe it in words.
At the moment, I don't have a specific answer, I'm sorry.
Maddie, what are you thankful for?
This person kind of knows that I really appreciate them, but I don't know if I've ever told them. It's a friend of mine Arina-chan, and she's been a really good peer editor this year. I've been doing a lot of writing projects, and she's been just instrumental to helping me. She's a really great sounding board for a lot of my ideas. And she's someone that, like, I've always known, but I didn't realize was such, like, a beautiful person. It took me a while to figure out that she was pretty much made of awesome, just in general. Dear Alina, you're made of awesome. Yafiet, what are you thankful for?
It seems like a lot more distant, but I'm very thankful for everyone who helped my parents get from Ethiopia to America, which is a long and difficult journey to make, so that I was born in Seattle and even have the opportunity to start like applying for universities in this country. And that's really cool. Just think about the domino effect that individuals had decades ago. So I'm thankful for all those people who I don't know, who really helped out someone that they don't know. Next, Radioactive's Amina Ibrahim brings us a story of a woman to truly be thankful for.
Sister Lucy Kurian is the founder of a refuge for women and children in Pune, India.
Sister Lucy Kurian was living in a convent in India when she experienced a traumatic event.
This woman had asked for shelter. She came to me and asked for shelter. And she told me that her husband is in love with another woman. And also he was an alcoholic and a very hot-tempered person. And asked her to get out of the house. But then this woman had no way to go. And I sent her back. But that very night her husband poured kerosene and set her on fire.
So Lucy had to turn the woman away because the convent had closed for the night. But that very night, the woman's husband poured kerosene on her and burned her to death. This moment changed everything for Sister Lucy.
When I reached her to the hospital, doctor told me that she is already 90% burned. Then I asked doctor if anything can be done to save the baby, because this woman was 7 months pregnant. When doctor took her to the theater, what we got in our hand was a fully burned baby, or fully cooked baby. This was the incident that shook my entire life, and I started thinking I have to do something for people, but what to do was a big problem.
Sister Lucy had lived in a convent for over a decade. Though it was difficult for her to not live with her fellow nuns, she decided to leave the convent in order to start a home for women in abusive relationships. That home is now known as the Mahir community. That means mother's home. At the time, Sister Lucy had very little money or education. She did have one thing.
Divine strength was there, which walked with me and worked within me. And I found really very good people to help me out.
With divine strength and motivation, Sister Lucy says she was able to accomplish a lot. She met great people who were willing to buy her land in order for her to start the home. In 1997, Sister Lucy opened her first Mahir community home. After some time, though, she realized something very important.
Along with the women came children. I had not thought of starting anything for the children at that time. My focus was only on women. But then slowly I realized I am not right in doing that way, because women means also children. So then we started opening homes for the children.
When Sister Lucy started taking in children, she not only took in the ones that came with their mothers, but also reached out to other children.
We started picking up children who are begging on the street, and children who are sold into prostitution, or children of the prostitute.
To rescue these children wasn't always easy, though. Many of the children earned money for their families, so it was difficult for the parents to give them up. In order to reach out to them, Sister Lucy had a network with social workers. She also had a build relationship with people in the community.
Then we work along with the parents a lot. Before we brought the first set of children, Mahir worked with these parents for more than 3 years just to earn their trust of these parents.
Gauss Said is one of the children Sister Lucy picked up. Gauss's family conditions were very difficult. His father was paralyzed, and his mother was the only person working to provide for the family. Gauss started working as a mechanic at the age of 6. That is when he met a social worker from the Mahir community.
That time I want to go to school, but I couldn't because we don't have enough money to buy uniform, buying stationery, and then also to give the fees of my school. One day one social worker came from Mahir, and he asked me, why you come here? I told him that we don't have money, so I'm I'm on here.
And that's when he met Sister Lucy. As the children refer to her, Didi.
Didi came to my home at that night. She told me that, "You want to go to school?" And I was very happy at that time. And I came to Mahir. First time I got 3 hot meal in my life. Didi took me with her at that night. And that night changed my entire life.
Mahir gives children like Gauss opportunities in a community. Sister Lucy treats the children as if they were her own. She doesn't want it to feel like an institution, but more like their home. Gauss lives in one of the 27 homes for children. Each one has 2 house mothers and 20 children. In addition, there are 4 homes for the women and 1 for the men. The people who live in the homes come from different castes and religions. At Mahir, though, those divisions don't matter.
We teach them to love. And the meditation, that also is a great help. You know, the meditation that we have, this interreligious type of meditation.
Sister Lucy loves her job and the people she works with, but she wants better for the community.
Focus is always to send back the people. You know, it's not that we keep them together with us. Always we encourage the women to go back to their family. If that fails only, then they are with us. Okay. But then after some time, years also, these women who are working as house mothers, they earn some money and then they can go and start their own life with their children.
Even while living in the community house, they still have many opportunities. In Gauss's case, he was able to accomplish a lot.
Mahir gave me a platform to present my skills. Like in 2007, I got Best Actor Award in Pune. In 2007, I was selected for the WSF, which is in World Social Forum, which held in South Africa. And only 10 students had selected for that, and I was the top student.
But Sister Lucy doesn't always want homes like Mahir to exist.
I don't like children to be institutionalized. I don't believe in setting up more and more homes like Mahir. But at present, it is a big need in India to have homes like Mahir. But the future, what I see is that not to have homes like Mahir. The children should be in their home. And that is the type of values that we are teaching in the villages.
For Radioactive, this is Amina Ibrahim.
We are very thankful for the contributors to this month's podcast, Sarah Rosenthal, Faroon Donanjaya, and Amina Ibrahim.
And thanks to our fearless leaders, Jenny Asarno and Leela Katayev.
To hear more, visit our webpage at kuow.org/radioactive.
And visit the damn Facebook page, Radioactive Youth Media.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Happy Hanukkah.
I'm thankful you're my podcast partner, Yafiet.